Hey everybody, this is Casual Talk. We are a new podcast starting up today. I'm here with my name's Chris. I'm the host. This is my co-host Brian with me.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? We should have two guests coming in a little bit while too, named Stacy and Brooke. They're from a group called Con Friends, something we also belong to as well. But just to give everybody a little bit of backstory of kind of what this podcast is about. We're more along the lines of just talking about new and exciting stuff, things that are in the news. Just in general, like if you've ever seen that YouTube series, Some Good News with like John Krasinski, which by the way, I loved. I don't know if you've ever seen that, Brian.
I haven't.
No, it's a pretty good one. It's basically just kind of a podcast version of that. We just want to kind of keep everything positive. We're not going to be talking about politics or, you know, the fact that California is burning or Australia, I think, is now in cinders. And yeah, we're going to kind of skip that kind of stuff with the.
You went into kind of big detail with something you said we're not going to talk about.
The fire.
You used the word cinders.
Okay. Well, we're not going to talk about it. But but we got some other stuff to talk about here today. Actually, we did receive a message, apparently. We sent out a link out to some of the people that we were telling that about this podcast we're starting. We actually received a message from one of them. Do you want to check it out, Brian?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, let me go ahead and set that up real quick here. All right, let's listen to what they called it about.
Hello, this is the Bone Network. I'm calling to reach somebody about my bones. They don't feel so good, and the thing is, I put my hot dog got caught in the USB port, and now I can't listen to my MP3s. And also, why did you never call me for my 80th birthday? We're too busy listening to that Billy Benito Satisfaction song, weren't you? I know what you're up to with those friends. Oh, it's time for my pills. Time to go.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure that was for the right person, to be honest with you.
No, it totally was. That was Eustace. I totally forgot about his birthday.
Oh, man. Well, I guess he had to find you some way.
Well, yeah, let's hope he has another one, huh?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what comes around for him. But the first topic we are going to want to talk about tonight, and we're just going to keep on the lighter side. Reports have a Canadian high school team, or sorry, Canadian high school students. Gosh, not a team, but they're a bunch of students. They actually created a hotline for the elderly to. Just kind of keep them occupied. They tell jokes and everything. Like this is kind of just to keep them happy while being isolated and everything.
It sounds like a good birthday gift for Eustace, man.
Yeah, we should give him that. Eustace, if you're listening to this, the number for the hotline is 1-877-JOY-4-ALL, number 4. So. Eustace, give that place a call if you're finding yourself lonely. I mean, I know Brian hasn't been reaching out to you lately.
Sorry, Eustace, I'm just lazy.
But I mean, high school students create like how do high school students go about like creating a phone hotline?
I don't know, man. I feel like there were people in high school who actually liked to do stuff. I couldn't really relate with them, but I know they existed.
I mean. That's just tough for me to put a concept behind. Like,
oh, you graduated high school though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's the difference.
In college, but I can't. That's hard for me. Like, I don't know how much involvement would have to be from the teachers at that point.
But I'm sure they were guided. It's a great idea, though. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. I feel like Alexa does essentially the same thing.
So is this hotline behind a paywall? I wonder how much these elderly folks are going to pay just to it. Are they just listening to recorded jokes, or are they actually talking to somebody?
I believe it's just record jokes.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, I
You don't
mean,
have to
but
pay somebody to sit there to answer the phones.
oh yeah, exactly. That's my thing. It's like, doesn't Alexa do the same thing? Can you just like say, Alexa, tell me a joke?
Yeah, I mean, we can, but I don't see Eustace talking to a machine.
I mean, Eustace talked to this machine pretty well. I mean, he had to click on a link and everything.
Oh, good point. Good point. Touche.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's hard to say it. But I think it's amazing that a bunch of kids were able to just kind of build that up.
Yeah, and it was probably like a super altruistic move, and I'm over here thinking about like how to monetize. I might not be the right guy to talk to you about this. That's good timing.
My comedic timing is on point. Yeah. But no, I'm actually quite surprised. And I mean, they're not even 18, right? So I don't even know if they can earn money from something like that.
Oh yeah, I guess they can't monetize on Facebook, so
Well,
well, I
this
mean
can't.
if it's their own organization.
Yeah, I don't know what the labor laws are in Canada for like intellectual property or maintaining something like that. But I don't know, that's a interesting concept. Now, apparently just it does go towards the elderly, I guess, because I mean Alexa it can do essentially the same thing, but I mean I guess if you're old and you're used to doing it a certain way, you want to use a phone. True. So it does look like our special guests are here. Looks like he might be having some video issues. Stacy, you here with us?
Yeah, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey,
What's up,
awesome, awesome.
buddy? What's up?
So we got Stacy here. Is Brooke here too, or is she not? She is here. Awesome. All right. So yeah. So welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being our first guest of this podcast. Hopefully we'll have
Having me.
we actually had a call in, by the way. If you wanna, I'll go ahead and try to play this for you again so you can
Okay.
listen to our call in. So
Yeah.
one second here.
Hello. Is this the Bone Network? Calling to reach somebody about my bones. They don't feel so good. And the thing is, I put my hot dog got caught in the USB port, and now I can't listen to my MP3s. And also, why did you never call me for my 80th birthday? We're too busy listening to that Billy Benito Satisfaction song. What? No, what we're up to with those friends. Oh, it's time for my pills. Time to go. Bye-bye.
So apparently that was Brian's grandpa Eustace, and I guess Brian just hasn't been calling him recently.
Brian.
You know, I've heard some stories about Eustace, but I'm glad to finally hear his voice.
No,
Yeah.
total fabrication. I don't know Eustace, but he was trying to call into a bone network. He might want to be careful Googling bone network and getting numbers off the internet.
Oh.
I'm gonna Google bone network right now and see what happens.
Good point. Yeah, I don't want to Google that right now.
So,
But
what's the story behind the bone network? What's the bone network?
I think it's just a raw number. We sent out this link for people sending messages before this podcast began.
Yeah.
Apparently, Eustace found this mess found the link and he was able to leave us a message. So
Oh, okay.
whatever, I don't know what he I guess he's got some bone problems.
Don't we all, brother?
Yeah. All right. So, moving on to our next topic. So the Xbox Game Pass cloud streaming service has gone live this past week. For people who don't know what that is, it's essentially a game streaming service that you can play on your cell phone now. It's the same like it's the same service that Xbox used to have like hundreds of games and a subscription service as well as Xbox Live on top of it. That's gone live. How do you guys think it's going to change gaming now?
Oh, I couldn't really tell you, man. I'm a PC gamer. I stick to that.
I think PC gaming is part of that service included as well. I think they have a lot of PC games on that service. I actually signed up for it myself and was trying the beta on that. And to tell you, I mean, there's some pretty good games out there.
You play the games on your phone or you just stream like gameplay?
No, you play them on
Twitch.
You play them on your phone.
Oh, okay.
I see. It's basically like the thing is that like bandwidth has evolved to the point where you can essentially stream like 4K video now. And if you can stream 4K video, they're like, well, you can stream the video output from a game. You just have to have something that has like low enough latency where you can register the gamepad input from a device and have that cycle forward and back with the video output without you notice it in gameplay. And they feel like they can do that now, which is pretty crazy. I mean, you could basically just play games on another PC, you know?
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty amazing. I tried Halo on it, right? And I would say I'm not a half bad Halo player. I mean, I'm not the greatest out there, but I mean, I was experiencing severe latency with doing a controller for the online gaming. And I didn't get myself a single kill on that thing. So I was hurting on that. But I will say on some games, though, like Sea of Thieves, worked fine on. I had no issues with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think for a lot of stuff like that, that would be great. I mean, you know, like, I don't know, it's going to work for fighting games. But honestly, I don't play that many fighting games online anyway. And obviously, FPSs are like an issue. But, you know, for just like regular, like just I'm going to play, you know, I don't know, whatever. You want to play on Xbox? What do you want to play on Xbox? it's not an FPS. Non-FPS Xbox exclusive title. Go.
Oof.
Wow. So then they better figure it out for the FPSs, and I imagine they have. So is I don't know.
Crackdown?
You know what you want to talk about? You know what you want to talk to about this is Bill. Like, he's the one who gave every piece of information I just gave you is just secondhand what the last thing he told me was. So.
Oh, it sounded so impressive, man. You shouldn't have told me that.
Yeah, you should have just left with that, man.
Just take the credit. Bill's not here, bro.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Bill is my alter ego.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. But yeah, I mean, I saw some really good games on that service, though. I mean, there was like Mortal Kombat. I think 10 on there. I think there was like a Power Rangers game or something. All the Halos are on there. I mean, I think this is possibly the future of gaming. I think we still need some improvements, especially like what you said with latency. Yeah. I don't know if that needs to be fixed with higher upload speeds, because I know a lot of internet services that don't really address upload speeds that much. Maybe improving ping by chance. I don't know what it's going to take to make that like latency for controllers any better.
You know, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's there, you know, a lot of times latency is all you'd really have to do is just get below the literal human threshold to notice it, and that's all that matters. But there's some people who play like fighting games with such a high degree of accuracy that they'll notice like millisecond latency, and I'm like, really? No, really?
Is this coming from Bill or is this coming from Stacy?
At both. I mean, this is something that we share as like a shared knowledge.
Okay. I guess I need to upgrade to 5G so I can alienate myself even more in public.
Yeah. But like, what's also the, like, you know, I mean, there's the obvious drawback of like, if shit goes down, you can't play any games.
That's true. That'd be,
that's kind of the old standby. Like, if something happens and our internet goes out, I'd be like, well, at least I can go fire up the PlayStation and play some Fallout or something. I can like occupy my time, especially because we rely on streaming for all like 100% of like any kind of television.
Yeah, I do the same. Well, I do for 99%, with tonight being the 1% exception. Sports. That's.
But even sports, I'm streaming because I'm like, I have like a thing through Spectrum where I just go and I log on to the streaming site and say I have Spectrum. So I don't even get it through like a literal cable box. I just like stream it.
Gone away from cable myself. Like, if I intend to watch like anything that's not on the internet, I actually bought an antenna for my TV because I didn't find like any purpose of like signing up for a cable service to just watch something live, because that's really the only thing I use the cable service for, is watch it live. If I want to watch something that's like a TV show or a movie that's on TV, yeah, man, it's going to be on one of the streaming services, right? How many of them are there?
So many.
I lost count. I'm pretty sure I pay like close to probably $100 a month just on streaming services.
Really?
I'm guessing. I don't know. I have like Hulu,
that seems like a lot considering your...
I guess if you have Hulu Live TV, that's 2/3 of it right there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I'm not signing up for that. But, you know, I mean, there's so many out there. I mean, I've signed up for Funimation, Disney, HBO, Amazon. I mean, you just don't realize them because they're so, like, they keep it to a decent price that you don't think, like, when it comes through in your bank account, it's like, oh, there's a $7.99 charge there. That's not right. When they start adding up over and over and over again, you're like, oh, okay, that's something. You know, you get something like,
it's over 9,000.
That's a good sound bite. I like that.
Dingo and the baby in the morning.
Yeah. So moving on a little bit from the Xbox cloud streaming service, we can talk about two of the most popular games that have risen up recently. The games Among Us and Fall Guys. Have you guys had a chance to play either of those games?
Well, you guys watched me play Fall Guys, and I was not good, as
you
we
fell,
all know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went crazy on some Fall Guys. I have a whole saga with Fall Guys. I'm sure Stacey would love to fill you in on
them. Yeah, if you guys want a whole story about it, but it, I don't know. It'll
come. It's a good story.
Hey, play that PS1 sound effect.
Oh, that PS1. Oh.
It sounds like the introduction sound to a podcast, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that sound too. It's so amazing.
Yeah, I'll give you the abridged version, and then you can see how much you want to hear about the long version. But essentially, was going to buy Fall Guys, but then like was trying to decide if we wanted to get PlayStation Network, because they were like, you know, because it came for, like, you would get Fall Guys for free with PSN, with PlayStation Network. And the game itself was $20. So we're like, is it worth subscribing to PlayStation Network? And, you know, we just wanted to play, like, that night. So we were just like, all right, you know what, whatever. Just get the game. We'll deal with PlayStation Network later. Download the game. You can't play the game because it's online only, obviously. You know, probably should have read all the fine print, blah, 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 whatever. So we signed up for PlayStation Network, but I kind of felt like we were ripped off because... if we had signed up for PlayStation Network before purchasing the game, we would have got it for free. So we just wasted $20. And when we called like PlayStation customer support, I mean, you can guess what.
They were like impossible to reach. First of all, I had to like basically trick them into talking to me. And when they did, they were just rude and like were not interested in hearing anything we had to say. And we're just following, like Stacey said, they have like one speech. That's it. We asked for a manager. We waited for like 8 hours for him to pick up the phone. And I say 8, but it was literally at least 2. When he picked up the phone, he just repeated his formula over and over and over again. And apparently found out he does not have a boss. Mm-hmm. Apparently he is the CEO or highest ranking official at PlayStation, because there was nobody above him that was available to be spoken to.
Both were customer service. It was like, God, could you have at least pretended like you were trying to help? Like I said, even if they offered us one, like, can you imagine, like, how much would it really cost PlayStation to offer one free month of PlayStation Network to people? Like,
it's over 9,000!
I would think that would be a negligible cost. And yet, they would rather first pay 2 people to fight with us over the phone for half an hour and then anger a customer. Like, that can't be monetarily wise. I just don't get it.
No, I understand that, too. It's a frustrating fact, and I guess the customer service skills didn't sound like it was very good there.
Yeah.
What you're saying, too, it's that customer satisfaction that they just were absolutely disregarding.
Yeah, just a bare minimum. And it's not like you need to, like, I don't expect like to, like, totally have, but I mean, like, at least meet me halfway or something, you know.
You guys think we could be on the hook for, like, a future defamation lawsuit? Because if so, I'm going to take a break and grab a beer.
What, for PlayStation? No, man, it's all facts.
Yeah, state facts about how we were treated with a company. I mean, that's a review podcast right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I that's why I don't even want to deal with PlayStation anymore. That's why I actually, when I bought Fall Guys, I bought it through Steam. And as we were talking about earlier, you know, playing through your phone, Steam has that like Kinect app where you can actually play the game through your phone.
Yeah.
It works a lot better than that cloud-based streaming because you're using basically your connection from your computer to your phone. And if you're on the same network, it's like instant.
That's cool.
It makes me feel better because I can use my Xbox controller and because I like the Xbox controller a lot better.
Okay.
And it's not available on Xbox right now. So I feel like I definitely got around the system there.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be there.
I mean, I don't understand why they haven't gone to Xbox yet. I mean, it's one of the most popular games in the world. You're excluding like half of the entire gaming like community by not putting it out there on Xbox. But I don't know if you guys have played Among Us recently. I've tried that out on my phone. I know we as a group here, we love playing that push the button game on Jackbox. Yeah. And Among Us is so much like that, except it's not like all these random like games to decide who does that. It's like, okay, did you see this person go here? Did you watch them go there? I love that, except there's just no voice option in the game. You have to like literally go on a Discord or something to actually play if you go and talk to people.
Oh, that's cool.
I think it's meant to be played quietly while there's the actual gameplay is happening, and then the voice comes on when, you know, during the meeting, so you can talk about who was where, and it's just a big game of deception at that point.
Well, that's what they show online, like when you see people play on the stream and everything, but like when I played, the only thing that comes up is a chat room box. I think a lot of them are using Discord because I've seen some of them have accidentally like forgot to mute their mic, and they were like, haha, I just killed that guy. And it's like, dude, you forgot to mute your mic.
Yeah, so I played a couple nights ago. It was my first time playing, and I played with a group of people. And we would talk in Discord because we were the majority of the lobby. But we would still have to type in the chat box to include the other people who aren't in Discord with us.
Yeah, which I think if they can start including like a voice option to the game, man, it will just take off.
No voice option. I say stick with the chat room because, one, I type very quickly. Two, I'm a terrible actor. If I had to lie to somebody and I had to say it, I'd be found out immediately. And three, I'm pretty eloquent when it's at typing speed. Can't articulate my thoughts whatsoever at speaking speed.
So all of these rules apply to Brian's advantage.
But yeah, that's how the game is right now, though. So, I mean, I'm a very strict, far-right Among Us conservative. But, you know, if it's working, just stick with it.
Have you played Push the Button, Brian? Yeah.
No, I haven't. Every time that you guys have played, I've either been at work or just like narrowly missed it. I'd get home right when you guys stopped. Chris is on it with the audio.
Push the button sound effect. Where is the push the button sound effect? That's what we need.
I don't know. I don't have one for that. I
think the inception button.
That's the closest I got.
Okay. I just saw the word button.
There was the only thing that's holding us back really right now is that, you know, with the Jackbox game, we're basically just running it on one PC and everybody's just like, so you buy it on one PC and everybody just like phones into it. But the Among Us, everybody's going to need their own version of the game. So that's
$5, man.
So going back to the Xbox Game Pass.
$5.
All right, I'm going to buy it right now.
Back to the Xbox Game Pass, I think Jackbox 4 is on the Xbox Game Pass now.
Don't talk to me about the Game Passes, Chris. You're my entire story.
I will buy Among Us for everyone in our circle of friends who actually wants to play it, because I think this group would have a blast with it.
Wait, it costs money? I download it for free on the App Store.
Oh, yeah, it's $5 on Steam.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'll just play it from my phone at that point.
I'm going to buy it right now. I guess you could. Yeah, look at that, $5. Mini crewmate bundle.
I know the ad-free version of the game on the Play Store is like $5. Maybe that's why. Maybe there's no ads on Steam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, Steam is just like the best. Like, I'm ready to go completely into...
Yeah, I'm moving over Steam. To PC. I'm pissed at PlayStation.
She's playing Skyrim right now in VR.
I mean,
what?
In VR. Nice.
No, did you shush you? Is that a point of contention or embarrassment? She doesn't want to know or she doesn't want us to know she's playing Skyrim?
I don't know.
Shame.
She's not involved enough, but I think Brooke's involved right now.
Yeah, I'm a multitasker. Listen, I can walk around inside Skyrim and have a conversation with you guys. Just fine.
Okay. What are you doing right now in Skyrim?
Oh, I'm picking some plants.
Are you a sneak archer?
Dude, I can't even figure. I was just gonna start Googling how to unsneak my character. I haven't even figured out all the buttons. I'm like on level 1.
Oh, it's like up and down in the D-pad.
I don't play Skyrim. I'm sorry. I don't know it too well.
But I have not played it all the way through successfully yet.
I've been playing Sea of Thieves, and I know that's kind of like Skyrim, but it's pirates, so I'm much more happy about pirates.
I actually have a really limited experience on the VR. Like, we just got everything set up not too long ago. At first, it was like making me really nauseous, but then I figured out like the right way to kind of, you know, keep from throwing up, and so now it's been fun.
All right, well, let's move on a little bit. So the next topic I wanted to go over is talking about movie theaters, the fact that they're back. And I know that there have been some movies that have been released, like Tenet and New Mutants, that, you know, really got people going out to the movie theaters. But I think Marvel just made an announcement that all their lineups for this year, like the Black Widow movie and everything, they're getting pushed back to 2021. I think Black Widow was originally supposed to come out in November, I believe. But has anybody tried the movie theaters recently? Like, have you guys gone and tried it out since it came back at all?
No, I don't think I've been to a movie this year.
Yeah, no way, man. It's too risky.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, like, I understand. I think the precautions they've taken with the seat limitations, I think that's actually pretty good, as long as the movie theaters are like keeping all the seats sanitized and everything. They're actually going and wiping them down, which I really hope so. Because I did go. And I'll tell you this, it was really nice not to have like a huge crowd of people in the movie theater to watch like a new release of a movie. At the same time, the mask wearing it through that whole movie was a little bit rough.
Yeah. I mean, that's better if everybody in the room's wearing masks. You're just in there for so long. I mean, it's probably,
yeah.
But like the precautions that they're taking are just to prevent like mass spreading events, like from a packed theater. It's not going to necessarily prevent individual case by case. The masks will do the best job of that.
I wonder if they're disinfecting the seats in between each movie. Most modern movie theaters have those big leather seats with the feet rests and whatnot. So I wonder if they're actually going through after every movie and disinfecting every seat that was used.
Well, I would say yes, I believe that they are. But then somebody pointed out to me that these are minimum waged high school students that are working there. So
I don't know how much dedication is going into it, because they're probably frustrated having to be back at work also, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like, hey, these sound like awesome things to do. And then you got to think of like, well, what's a typical average, you know, movie theater employee? I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's a great job. I think you can do very well working in the movie theaters. Like, you can move your way up and everything. But at the same time, it's like, the people who are doing the cleaning and all that stuff, they're usually kind of the people who get like the rough stuff. Like, they're pretty new to the job typically. I mean, I'm sure there's some who, you know, been around for a while who still like to do that. I think just probably the majority of the people are like the newer ones who have to kind of go and disinfect that stuff. I mean,
I like that backpedaling, Chris. Like, it's, it really sounded like you started to say, let's think about the typical movie theater employee there. And then you were like, oh, well, no, because, you know, some might actually listen to this podcast at some point. So let's make sure that we don't pigeonhole them so hard.
No, believe it or not, I actually wanted to work in a movie theater for the longest time because
I applied to one when I was a teenager.
Oh, yeah. God, it just sounds so awesome. Like, hey, I'm going to work in the movie theater. I'm going to, you know, get into all these movies and everything. And it just sounds so cool. And hey, I wouldn't mind being at all in a management position, like in movie theater at all. I wouldn't mind that at all. But now that, you know, I've kind of seen like what they have to do and everything like that, it just reminds me of like working in a kitchen or something, like where, like as a dishwasher, like, you know, having to clean up everything because they got so much to keep sanitized. They have to, you know, make sure they sell all their products. I thought would be one of the coolest jobs was just to hand out tickets to people. Now they don't even do that.
Yeah, I've seen too many movie theater employees get yelled at by idiot customers that I gave that up pretty early.
Theater. What could be wrong? You're mad at somebody for a bad movie or something? Yeah, like,
I think the most common issue is the length of the line at the snack, you know, the snack stand or whatever. Like they'll see somebody doing something else that they're supposed to be doing. They'll be like, look at these lines. There's only two people up there at the registers. You could be getting on that third register so I could get my popcorn 6 minutes sooner.
Yeah, God, yeah. Well, then, I mean, honestly, just don't show up like 5 minutes before the movie starts.
I mean, I kind of always expect lines. I never get upset when I see them because they're kind of, I don't know, some people.
Well, your name's not Karen. It's Brooke, okay?
Oh, thanks.
Well, we'll turn up that kitchen light and then they can see Skyrim in that.
But yeah, it's you gotta appreciate everything they do. It's a rough job, and you know they do a lot of work. They do, you know, to keep the place clean and make sure everybody's doing that. And one thing I do find interesting is when I went to the movie theater, they did allow you to remove your mask when you were eating. Well, what's the difference like between taking your mask off to eat and sitting with the mask on when you don't really move anywhere?
I don't know. Maybe if you cough or sneeze or whatever, or if you talk, which probably shouldn't be doing that in a movie theater, but we know people do. If you're eating, things are going in. But if you're just sitting there and doing any of the things that I just mentioned, then things are going out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at the casino, I've been to the casino a few times since, you know, the COVID thing. And they require you to wear a mask unless you're drinking. But here's the thing. Like, they expect you to pull down your mask, take a drink, put your mask back up until the next time you're ready for a sip.
I mean, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
A drinking game I used to play. I feel like you have to take your little off the rim, take your mask off, take a sip, stand up, turn around 3 times, and then sit down and draw another card. I remember that.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a multitasker. So while I'm playing video poker, you know, that's just, that adds so many more variables that my brain can't keep up.
Yeah, can you, like, now that you're talking about it, Chris, like, the prospect of popcorn seems like ridiculous. Like, what are you going to pull down your mask for each popped kernel that you pop in your mouth? Like,
also, you have to touch things on your way in, and popcorn is a finger food.
Like, yeah.
You know, for COVID regulations should require popcorn be eaten with a fork.
God, Stacey, buttery mask. That's so disgusting. Yeah,
Wherever you bring gloves, you know, you can eat with gloves.
Your mask.
Yeah, but the gloves touch the same shit that your hands would touch, you know what I mean?
True.
Well, it's not like there are little tiny things inside the latex that's killing the germs as they hit it.
I will say, my poor mask, because I got, like, popcorn when I went there, and I got, like some cheese popcorn, too. I looked at my mask afterwards, and it was covered in cheese.
Wait, this episode should be called Chris Clummett Coming Clean About His Buttery Mask.
Coming Clean About His Buttery Mess, or Chris and Chester the Cheeto mascot.
Dude, imagine if they gave you like a little like one of those little cups for butter or something, and you could just like scoop up some popcorn, put it inside your mask, and close the mask back up, just munch on it.
That sounds amazing. I would love that to happen. Yeah, sure.
That's what we need to start. We need to like we'll start our own Comic-Con cruise, and then that'll be like the draw. They'll be like, and it's like bubble excursions. And for like an extra like $49.99, we'll shoot you out of like a bubble cannon where they like just like shoot you into the ocean.
I want to go in a bubble cannon.
Yeah. And for those of you who are listening, the Comic-Con cruise, in case, to give a little background on that, that's actually how we all met.
Yeah.
is we went on a cruise called Fantasy. It was a Comic-Con based cruise, like the first of its kind. And we actually met on the cruise. What were we playing, Brian? We were playing Cards Against Humanity, right?
Yes, we were playing Cards Against Humanity, and I was in my Mr. Meeseeks outfit. And Stacy and crew roll by in Evil Morty Summer, I think. And Stacy was one of the Ricks. I don't know. You might have just been regular Rick that night.
Yeah, I think I was just in the Rick.
Yeah, so I had to call him over. And then I think there was a thing with Wes's... what's that guy's name? Riker? Star Trek. Yeah, no, Riker.
Yeah, Riker.
His Riker costume, and that kind of that solidified it. Like, all right, there are people. One of us.
Which we might meet Wes and possibly Mike, who we also met on that crew as well, next week on our episode. So you guys will kind of get the whole story behind everything when that happens.
That's a button we need.
What's that?
That's a button we need.
Oh, the one of us? Oh, I don't have that button. No.
It's all right.
I'll find it, though. I'll find that.
Can you guys see what's going on in the background there with the Skyrim? Is happening?
Oh, yeah, sure can.
Oh, God, you guys are watching me now?
No, they're just watching the TV.
Oh, okay. So Stacey has a TV in the background, and I believe there's something playing from the game she's on.
Yeah. I can't figure out how to put my arrow away. I was just holding it.
This is why I don't play Skyrim.
It's even more complicated because you have like more buttons on the controller. Like
buttons I've never seen before.
Yeah. Press square.
There is no square.
Okay, don't press square.
So the last topic I'm going to have with Stacy and Brooke for the night, and then we will have probably a couple other things to talk about afterwards, but the last one I want to talk about is that recently the Prime Minister of New Zealand declared a pledge to reach 100% renewable energy across all of New Zealand by 2030. That's actually pretty exciting news because I think renewable energy has come so far that this would be like a proven concept around the world, like saying, hey, you can run your country with just nothing but renewable energy. And just for a country to commit to something like that, that's a big deal.
Yeah. I wonder how legitimate it is, though. Like, is this prime minister's first term? How many terms can they even serve? I don't know. It just kind of sounds like an empty promise to me.
I mean, that's a good point. I don't know how long that prime minister's been in there. I mean,
we know we have the resources. We know how to do it. It's just a matter of we don't want to lose money.
Yeah, I mean, the wind power is pretty solid right now. It's not beautiful, but I mean, when you Germany's been doing a bunch of windmills for a long time. And I feel like they're working okay for them. Solar is like where it needs to be at. And I don't know if we're quite where we want to be at solar, but the only way to get there is to like do stuff like this. Like somebody has to plunge and like create a market.
If it's actually possible to reach 100% in just 10 years, that would set an amazing precedent for the rest of the world.
Right. If New Zealand can do it, then yeah, that's absolutely amazing. I think it is New Zealand. I'm not sure if they're the country, but I know there's one country out there that has put up wind turbines on their highways. And those wind turbines will catch all the air that the cars are driving by and convert that into energy.
That's really smart. I like it.
That's awesome. Well, they're going to do that with solar cells eventually. Like the plan is eventually to make highways out of solar cells.
Ooh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, the prime minister. It's So it looks like it is New Zealand. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's Jacinda Ardern.
What's it look like as far as a possible re-election gambit?
If her party, well, she pledged that would happen if her party won the re-election in October. So I would say 100%. I mean, obviously, but that doesn't mean she's not going to make it happen. And somebody needs to take the incentive to create a large-scale demand for the stuff, right? Whether or not it's our government offering like tax incentives for implementing like solar in like a state like Florida or something like that. If the market exists, if the demand exists,
companies will start pouring more resources into creating financially viable solar technology.
Well, you know? The tax exempts have been there, right? But I think they're running out. I think we're very close to either that they have run out or they are about to run out on those tax exemptions because, like, let's say you go out and buy a Tesla, right? That was one of the big deals. Like, oh my gosh, you're going to get so much off of your taxes if you buy a Tesla, right?
Yeah.
And that's all renewable energy. And then you have those solar companies that offer, hey, we'll go ahead and put this stuff in. It costs this much, but you're going to save this much on your taxes. Those incentives have been there, but I think we are starting to get close to like the time limit that was actually supposed to run to.
Yeah.
I think Tesla has made such big improvements in the solar industry that, you know, with those like see-through solar panels, the solar panels that they make out of roof tiles, I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think here's the thing about solar panels, right? It's not about the panel itself. It's the storage. That's always been the biggest thing when it comes to solar and renewable energy is where are you going to keep this energy?
We know how to store energy.
Right? It's not as much as you think, right? So let's say you build a house, right? You need to be connected to the network because your battery is only going to be able to hold so much. Half the day is going to be at night. Half the day is going to be in the day, right? You're accumulating all that energy and you could use it up pretty quick at night because you don't use it during the day. You don't use your lights. You don't use your TVs for the most part. Well, I mean, you might say you do that, right?
Well, half the year our AC runs all day. We're in the Southeast.
True. But like say in the Northeast or something like that, it's a lot colder at night. You're going to have to use a lot of energy to, you know, keep your house warm. So the storage of electricity has always been the issue. And I think we've come pretty far. If you kind of look up those like Tesla wall batteries, which are the high end kind of batteries for solar homes, you need like, I think it's like two or three of them to power your home like all the time. If you just run with just one of them, you can do it, but you're still going to have to be connected to the grid.
I don't know, man. That sounds pretty sus. Think Elon might be the imposter.
Yeah, I mean, you can build a big enough chemical battery if you had to in the backyard. You know, I mean, I'm not saying people are going to, but I don't know. I just feel like it's like you need the market. Like that's the problem. I mean, where do you think the biggest technological advances in the last 20 years have happened?
Ooh, yeah, his garage.
It's supposed to be an easy question. Cell phones. That's it.
Oh, I thought you said where it happened. I was like,
garage. Well, no, yeah, but what piece of technology has had the biggest technological advancement in the last 20 years? Clearly, cell phones. We've taken it and even made computers like just as powerful as desktops, but like at this fraction of the size. Like that's the problem with solar cells is creating something that's like compact enough, energetic enough, and financially viable for the size. They did it with cell phones because there was a demand for it, because there was a market. There was a market for solar cells. Somebody would do it. They would figure it out, you know?
Right. I think, like we were talking about, if New Zealand is able to do this, right, completely 100% renewable energy, there's your demand and market.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
That's the jam. And then once the product exists, then other people will start wanting it. We'll be like, hell yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, I think they said something a while ago, like you could power the whole United States by like just covering one small section of Texas in solar panels.
Yeah, dude, the sun, you know, the sun puts out a lot of energy, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like think about the amount of energy required to like grow. I mean, basically, the sun is the ultimate source of energy for all life on planet Earth. Like it makes plants grow, the animals eat plants, we eat the animals. It's all coming from the sun. Like. That's a lot of power.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have those conspiracy theorists, though, who believe, like, and I've actually heard somebody say this, that if you solar panels kill the sun.
Dude.
I've heard it.
That's not a conspiracy theory. That's just straight up stupidity. Like, that's the only logical explanation.
Wait, when you say kill the sun, what do you mean? Like, keep it from growing? Because that might be a good thing. It growing is not good for the Earth. You know, eventually, in a couple billion years.
Yeah. No, they think it's like draining the sun's power. I'm like, dude,
Good. Keep it where it is. If we keep it where it is, then maybe we can last more than another 6 billion years.
Because yeah, that's the real like big threat right there.
I'm just kidding. We're going to wipe ourselves out within the next 100. We don't have to worry about that.
If we maybe last 100 years, I'll be shot.
I mean, that's tough. Like, if and now we're getting into a serious topic here, but...
Praise to the sun.
That's the head, yeah. Man, I'm going to have to get some Rick and Morty, some sound bites here. But,
yeah, where's the Rick and Morty sound bites?
I don't know. I should have. I got Dragon Ball Z. I got two Dragon Ball Z's here.
Hedward now free to rise? Hedward now free to rise. Ah, man.
I got no.
Oh, that one was awful.
I got no Rick and Morty though. That's sad. I'm gonna have to.
Step oh, that's okay, Chris. I can do a decent enough Morty. Just you know, decent enough that you know who I'm trying to do anyway.
I thought you were Eustace for a second. but no, I think that. If we can save the planet, right? That's basically the biggest threat to humanity. It's the sun. Like once the sun goes, we're gone. There's no more us.
Well, I mean, we got a long time, man. It's like 15 million.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm cool with the sun. The sun's trying its best.
Yeah, it's doing a great job.
Yeah, I mean, we all love the sun. The sun helps us, brings us sunshine.
Hey, maybe if David Sinclair, sorry, Dr. David Sinclair, if he comes through on the whole anti-aging pills, you know, we might actually be around to see that.
Oh, yeah.
That by the way, other planets exist. Don't let it distract you.
There we go.
Just all right. Do our podcast.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up here our conversation with Stacy and Brooke. I really appreciate you guys coming tonight. You guys are always welcome.
Yeah, of course, anytime.
Yeah, you guys are always welcome. Just let me know. We can always schedule another podcast to get you guys in. But I wanted to say thank you for stopping by and.
See you guys later.
Dragon in your honor.
See ya.
See ya. All right. So, Brian, sports tonight, man.
No.
The NHL Stanley Cup.
No.
Man, that was rough. We were having this conversation earlier, right? Because for people who aren't hockey fans, right? We're both
everybody. Yeah.
Me and Brian are both Tampa Bay Lightning fans, and the Lightning are playing the Dallas Stars in the Stanley Cup right now. The Lightning were up 3-1 before the game started tonight, and after two overtime rounds, the Dallas Stars pulled it out. Now that we are going to a 3-2 lead into Monday. Me and Brian were talking literally about like who's going to make the winning goal, and I think one of the conversations we were having is like, what's the celebration going to be like if Tampa wins?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said earlier, Tampa Bay is not really a huge hockey town. You know, it's not comparable to any place in Canada or Boston or Detroit or Chicago. Yeah. So, and I don't think a parade is going to be on the table with social distancing being the new normal. I hated saying that. Can we wipe that out? Can we edit that out?
My editing skills are a little lackluster. We'll find.
All right. You know what? I'm going to own it. I'm taking it. The new normal.
There you go. But I will say like, yeah, you're right. Boston, when they won the Stanley Cup, when I was still living up in the Northeast, man, I went there. There were Bruins sweaters everywhere. I hopped on the subway. It was nothing but like Bruins fans. They said there was probably about 1 million+ people out for that parade. And I was trying to find pictures I took, and I can't find them. I don't know where they went. But I remember seeing the cup. I remember seeing Daniel Chara like holding it up on top of a parade float, and I was just like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing!"
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
That was an interesting time, but I think there's got to be something at this point. Like people don't seem to care, like when it comes to getting out in large groups for something at this point, right? Mm-hmm. If like it can't be controlled, because I mean we have a million things going on, and to say, hey, we're not going to do a parade, okay, there might not be a parade, right? But like if the Tampa Bay Lightning had won tonight, would you say that there would probably have been a bunch of people who hopped out into the streets out of the bars or something like that?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I said Tampa Bay is not a huge hockey town, but they do have a big fan base, mostly because they've been such a good team the past 5 years, 6 years. So I'm sure there would have been some kind of street presence. I'm just not really expecting rioting.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, I remember the year that the Bruins won when I was up in the Northeast, and I remember they were playing the Vancouver Canucks, right? Of course, Vancouver, they love their hockey.
Oh, yeah.
And when they
watched that series.
Yeah, when Vancouver lost, man, Vancouver nearly got burnt to the ground.
Yeah, I remember seeing that in the news.
I mean, luckily it's just Dallas if we beat, and, you know, they still got the Cowboys, and I don't know what baseball team they get.
Did that series go to Game 7?
I think it did, actually.
Yeah, I think it did too. So, you know, I'm not super surprised there. I think that would have been the first time that an actual Canadian team won the cup. Am I right? In a long time. If
it's been a bit.
I mean, it's since what Gretzky was an Oiler.
I mean, aren't they all Canadian teams though?
60%. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's that's kind of rough to say, but I mean, Vancouver came so close, and I just remember seeing that burn the ground. And I don't think Dallas will have as much of an issue, but like I said, if it's happening like in a double overtime game like it was tonight, and it goes late night where only people watching are in bars, right, there might be something.
Yeah, sounds like it'd be a pretty fun time if I was down there.
Yeah, exactly. But here's hoping that the Lightning pull it off and game 6 now coming up on Monday. I'll be definitely watching that.
And then just refill it every few minutes.
How about just the butter shot with a popcorn back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just put it like what they feed the horses with, you know?
Just feed the horses. Yeah.
I really like where this is going.
You know, I do have my plague doctor mask that I could shove a bunch of popcorn in, pour the butter on top of it, and every time I'm ready for some buttery popcorn, I just kind of lean my head up and let it slide down the mask and down my gullet.
Or just get the popcorn and the butter, put them together in like a, you know, like a blender until it's like a smoothie consistency, can just drink it with a straw.
Right, y'all are going to make me throw up. I just want that.
Well, this might make it a little bit easier to eat popcorn.
Intravenously? So oh, sorry, go ahead.
So apparently last year there was a, well, not last year, a little bit of a while ago in Paris, did something called a float-in movie theater where everybody actually got on boats and they watched a movie kind of like a drive-in theater. And that we were able to keep some really good social distancing that way. Now there's rumors that they're possibly might be doing a tour somewhere around the United States. I think the first place they were mentioning was in California, where basically they have all these boats, like nice little red tents over it. So if like, if it rains, you don't get rained on, things like that. And they'll set up the movie theater on the water and everybody just kind of drops anchor and watches the movie from there.
Yeah, that sounds really fun for people who can afford boats.
Well, it's going to be the company's boats because they have to set it up with the movie equipment and everything like that too. Like,
oh, okay.
Speakers and everything. Granted, it's going to probably be expensive to actually do it, but I think it's a really good idea to kind of still maintain that social distancing, as long as like kind of being unique at the same time.
Ooh, what if they let you do those like big plastic balls that we were looking at for that one thing?
Oh, that would be amazing.
That would be fantastic. Okay, some context. These big plastic balls, basically, they're big enough to fit a human inside of it, and they float. Yeah, so you're basically in like a hamster ball on the water.
It's a hamster ball on water. They use them all the time. And like if you go on a cruise and you have excursions and do like those like beach water parks, they have them there all the time. know, they're made for those kind of like beach experiences.
I thought you were going to say like the excursion from the cruise ship. They just plop you in one right from the cruise ship and you just roll over the edge and plop it from the mainland.
That's my gosh.
The ball. Like you roll around Mexico in that thing and then they just like put you back up on the ship when you're
Here's also hoping too that Stamkos returns. God, do we need
that,
him?
That would be amazing. Like that's what we need. That's what we need going into the next game. If Stamkos can come back, whether he produces or not, it's not going to matter because I mean, we saw what his five shifts in game was. It
just his presence.
Game four, or was it game three? When did he come back?
That was game three. No wait, you were right. It was game three because we were tied in the 1-1 series, and then he helped us break that tie, put us over the edge, and then that same energy carried over to the next game.
Skated a whole five shifts, scored, but you could see how hard everybody else was playing to make Captain proud, right?
Like, yeah, and even when they went up 2-0, and then when Dallas scored, you didn't even feel a momentum shift at that point. It was still, the momentum was with Tampa at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for sure.
There's that too. Moving on, last topic we're going to cover tonight is the NFL's return. I know, Brian, you're not a big, huge NFL fan, but I mean, it's still to say, like, they're not doing the bubble. They're not doing, like, what. All right, sorry about that, everybody. We had a little bit of a technical issue. But yeah, it's not like the NBA or the NHL where everybody's located in one small place, right? This is like everybody has to travel. There's, you know, going through airports. They're literally they're all living from home, essentially. But at the same time, this is probably the first kind of sense of normalcy people have had in a while where the NFL is actually starting on time.
Yeah. Wait, did you say they're living from home?
I believe they're like
those monsters.
Like, yeah. Right. We don't know what they're doing at home. Like they don't, I mean, I think there was a report like Dak Prescott had like a get together of like, it's a small get together. Right. And they posted pictures on Facebook. It looked like you could easily have like a 20 person, like feast with what he was putting out there. But I think it's a nice thing to have the NFL back. It's really just kind of that sense of normalcy. Everybody gets together, watches football. It just concerns me now. Like, and it's surprising we haven't had like any real report of any COVID cases in the NFL yet.
Oh, have we not?
I haven't heard of any. And the NFL's doing a good job keeping that on the down low.
I was going to say, is it that it's not happening or is it that we're not hearing about it because the NFL is just such a lucrative business?
you could be right. They might not be saying anything about it. Like how I don't think the NHL was it. They had a rule like they weren't going to disclose any injury or illness or anything during the playoffs at all.
Yeah. The UFC, you see it a lot in the UFC. You see fighters get disqualified all the time. Well, not disqualified, but lose their fights basically because so many of them are coming up positive with COVID.
Right. The NBA is being honest about it, but the NBA did so well. The NBA, they utilized their partnership with Disney, right? Like they have like several different partnerships going on with Disney, and they just plain sent everybody to Disney World and force them to stay there, right? Not allow any guests or anything like that.
Oh no, what a nightmare. were the rides up and operational?
They weren't allowed to go to the parks.
Oh.
No, they had to stay within like their certain parameters of like the hotels, and they had to be all shuttled on the same bus. Like, can you imagine like somebody like LeBron James having to live in like a Disney hotel when you know he's got like a super mansion and he has to travel on the bus with everybody else?
I don't know, man. Some of those Disney hotels are really nice.
True, but I'm sure he stays at much nicer hotels when he goes places. But I've seen like some of the food that they give out, man. Like, I could probably cook better food than they got.
Send in an application, man.
I don't know.
I'm part of the bubble.
Yeah, I don't know. But think about that, too. Like, I was having this conversation with some people one day, like, talking about, like, living in that bubble, right? And, like, if you had to be a referee, do you get hazard pay for doing that? I'm like, no, they should pay the hazard pay. It's one of the safest places to be right now is inside that bubble.
You know...
Yeah, they have a whole snitch hotline. I think I've seen, like, several videos, like, of parodies about that snitch hotline. I guess, I think it was Jimmy Butler got in trouble for dribbling his basketball in the middle of the night in the hotel room, so somebody called the snitch line on him. Like, dude, the guy plays basketball for a living. You want to snitch on him for dribbling a basketball?
Oh, yeah, we should switch out that snitch hotline number with the jokes for elderly.
In case you guys forgot that number, it's 1-877 Joy for All. But yeah,
Remember that for your grandparents' birthday. So one, you make them happy, and two, you don't have to talk to them as much.
Well, yeah, what a callback! Wow. So yeah, I mean, all these sports things. It's great that they're back. It's kind of weird watching them without fans, but I think overall it's great that they're back. As long as they're not getting cases of COVID or anything, I have no problem with it being out there. I do worry about the NFL because they're not doing a bubble like the NHL or NBA, but I think it's a really good thing that they're even back at all.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate everybody calling in. Eustace, we'll make sure that Brian does reach out to you. We appreciate that.
I'm just going to email him the hotline number.
Can you check his email?
Well, expect a call.
Okay, sure. So guys, thank you for coming. We'll try to knock these out weekly. If not, I'll be posting it. If anybody wants to catch this, the podcast should be available on multiple platforms like Google Playcast, Spotify, Apple, music streaming service, whatever they're called. I can't remember. iTunes, I believe. I know it's been a while since sorry, Apple. I forgot.
Patreon incoming.
Yeah. multiple streaming service should have it. If you want to catch it right away, it should be on anchor.fm. You can also sponsor us too if you want to keep this going. Getting paid does help us maintain these weekly. So we would be happy to help out. We should have some more guests next week. Me and Brian will still remain here. So if you guys want to leave us a message, like Eustace did this past week, you can also leave us a message. But I want to thank everybody for coming. Brian, any last words?
Nope, not really, man. I'm just looking forward to cringing through this whole thing when I listen to it after we wrap it up.
All right. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you. And sayonara, everybody.